Dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome. This is the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim with my wife, Candace Brim. We are co-pastors in a church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. It's actually my mom's church, Billy Brim. But we are co-pastors with Lee Morgan. We have a great church. We're building a brand new church there. And we're also, it's where we train champions for Christ. That's what we do. And if you want to be trained as a champion, come join us there on Sunday mornings and Wednesdays. And also, we are teaching this week on activating or reaching God's potential in your life. This is the year of the great, and you fill in the blank according to your faith.
Yes. Yes. Praise God. It is the year of your great potential, and you have that choice. Yesterday, we left off. We were in Genesis 1:26. Then God said, let us make man in our image. And we were talking about how we were created in the same image as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so that means we have unlimited potential in our life.
So when he made man in our image, and then he later says, now choose.
Yes. Yes.
Choose life or death.
Right.
He's not going to impose on your will.
Right. Yeah.
He didn't impose on the angel's will
when
Lucifer decided to become Satan.
Right.
And the third that followed him. Mm-hmm. But he says, choose life or death, blessings or cursings. So this year of potential is your choice.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. The fact is the potential and the abilities and gifts are there.
Right.
They're in you.
Right.
And this is the year they're going to come out.
Yes.
It's going to be the best year ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we started to talk about this yesterday. Not only is it the potential, the gifts, the abilities inside of you,
right?
But then in the same sense, it's what God has given you through Jesus's resurrection. It's what God has placed inside of you, the healings, prosperity, peace, joy, health, all of it. What God has given you because Jesus went to the cross, rose again, took the keys back from Satan, handed them right back to us and said, go, go. Now you go and do just as I did.
Now you choose.
You choose.
You use this authority. You become
You
great.
Take dominion.
Amen.
You take dominion. You know, in Genesis 1:28, it says, God blessed them and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Take dominion over it. That's what God originated for us to do from the beginning of time, from the beginning of Adam, to go in. If you think about be fruitful, he supplied. He wants you to multiply.
That was plan A, right?
That was plan A. That was plan A. But it took Jesus to come back and take that plan right back over.
Yeah, here we go.
And we have to, by faith, grab that plan.
Right.
Grab that plan and run with it. Jesus came back so that we may be prosperous.
Yes.
That we may walk in health.
Live
that we may have
life.
Peace. That we may have joy. That we just lived abundantly. I came that you may have life and have life more abundantly. He never meant for us to live in a life, I can't, I don't, I won't, I don't have. He never meant for us to live that way.
And when he said that, right before he said that, he said the thief comes. And now here's his agenda, to steal what? Your potential.
Yes.
And everything and all the abilities and gifts.
Yes.
And to kill it and to kill you.
Yes.
And what? All of this, because if he can get you and kill you, that stops the gifts.
Yes.
That stops the potential from reaching others.
Right, right. Yeah.
And to destroy whatever God's has in you.
Yes.
A ministry or gifts or talents or whatever. That's what he's doing. But no, I'm here to give you life and more abundantly.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Well, you know, when you walk out of the hospital and they've told you you have cancer, and then you go back 2 weeks later and they can't find a bit of cancer in you because you believed God, then you have the ability right then to give God glory.
Amen.
And that's why Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy the potential in you, to take it, to talk you out of it. Most of the time, he just sits around and talks you out of it. He says, you don't have enough faith, or you can't do that. Or,
he's trying to stop those gifts and that potential.
Right, that God gave us. and that Jesus provided for us. And, you know, in a way, we've been really at our church starting 2016 being thankful, just praising God and being thankful. And when, you know, when you sit around and you talk about, I don't have these potentials, I don't have this, I can't be healed, you're saying to Jesus, that potential you gave to me.
Yeah.
It's not precious.
And you know, Candy, when you said that, it reminded me of what happened Wednesday night at our church.
Yeah.
We were up there, and praise and worship was just ending up. And I got up there, and I quoted something Brother Copeland said.
Yes.
And I was in my office.
Thank God
and Candy has, she's like my mom was when I was younger. She has Brother Copeland's BVON station going on 24/7 in our house, and it's really loud. And you can hear it from every room.
Every room, yes.
So, and I was thankful that day because I'm in my office and I'm just kind of studying or doing whatever. And I heard him say, the greatest statement that ever was said to me that impacted my life came from one of the greatest men I ever knew. And man, I jumped around that desk and ran in that living room because I wanted to hear what he had to say. And he said this. Now, everybody listen to this. When you pray, you enter into his presence. But when you praise, he enters into your presence.
Yes.
I said that Wednesday, and our church erupted. Mm-hmm. Everybody started praising him. Mm-hmm. We wanted his presence there.
Yes.
And it was based on the scripture, he inhabits the praises of his people.
Yes.
This is going to be the year of great praise.
Yes.
That means he's on the scene.
Yes.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. If I had a little hanky mom and you're listening, I'm waving it. Praise God.
Yes. Yeah.
So let's praise him more this year.
Yes.
Amen. Let's don't just praise him when it's our favorite song on Sunday morning.
Right.
Or wait to get somebody to pray. Let's all be praised up, ma'am.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
God. That's what I'm going to do, Candy. I'm going to make it a year of great praise.
Yes. 2016.
Not just what I can
great
get.
Praise. Yeah.
But what I can give.
Yes. Well, we also have a prayer group that meets Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, and Sunday nights. We join up with Billy on Wednesdays for her prayer time at Prayer Mountain. But in several times in over a year now, the Lord has really spoken to us in the prayer group that we enter his courts with praise.
Yes.
And we bring him in on the scene in our prayer time
right.
by praising
yep.
him. And so we begin our prayer time just in praise and worship of the Lord.
He's
and,
there.
And it's awesome. And it's awesome.
You've invited him.
Yeah, we invited him.
He's there.
Because we have things to do.
Instead of going
prayer.
In with need.
Right.
What if you started out your prayer time with need? Because God's not moved by need.
No. Yeah. But he is moved by praise.
Yes.
He is very faith. Much moved by praise and faith.
Yep.
And so we've just noticed in our prayer time that when we enter that room with praise, then we get a lot of things accomplished
Amen.
In prayer.
Amen. That's a good
Thank
way to go
Lord.
Into prayer.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
Amen.
It is. But going back to what we were talking about, this being the year of the great potential, God has placed in each of us. In Ephesians 2:10, it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared before that we should walk in them." We are his workmanship. In other words, I read in my Bible, I have a little study section in my Bible, and it talked about that God was the artist, like an artist when he creates something. It's precious to the artist. And he's very specific. I know my nephew, when he's creating a website or a theme or what do you call that, branding, when he's branding something, he's very artistic about it. And he wants the down to the last detail of it. Well, that's the way God and his workmanship. For we are his workmanship.
Oh.
He created us down to the very last detail
Great.
Of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he said, workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works.
Good.
For good works. Works in the Greek means is a deed, action that carries out, completes an inner desire, inner man purpose.
Well, I was thinking about Acts 10:38, and God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. He wasn't
right.
Jesus Christ yet. He wasn't anointed yet.
No.
With the Holy Ghost. And he went about doing
good.
Good.
Doing good. And that's what we were created.
Yeah.
Now, so we're created the same thing. Is good works.
Yes.
Good works.
Yeah. Praise God.
On your job, good works. Whatever you do, be the best you right. can be, because it gives God glory. And then it goes on to say in that same verse, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. God is so specific. He is so, his faith is that we succeed. We just have to line up our faith with his faith that we succeed.
Right.
Because he said, God prepared it. See, before you were even thought of, God prepared this. And then he said that you should walk in it. He didn't say, maybe you'll walk in it. If you obey here or you do this or that. No, he said, you should walk in it. That means you will. That means it's now. It's faith. Faith is always now. You should walk in them. Walk in what? The good works. Because he created you to do that.
And he believes that you will.
Yes. Yeah. He believes.
He's not sitting there going, I doubt it.
No, never, never.
I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
He's going, come on, let's go. Get up off that bench. Let's go. You know, because like I said, good works is a deed that carries out, completes an inner desire. God will place a desire in you. That desire is your potential. Some people have a desire to preach. Some people have a desire to teach. Some have a desire to design.
But what if some people don't feel that desire and they feel like it's not there, but it is there.
It is there. It is there.
Seek God.
Seek God. Seek God. And you have to talk to yourself. I mean, you have to tell that, because Satan will try to sit on your shoulder.
Right.
These little low-level devils, these little thoughts that will come into your thought process. Oh, I can't be this. I can't do that. I'm not like Brother Copeland. I'm not like Gloria.
Feelings of inadequacy of who am I?
Yes.
And feelings of shame, like what I've done in the past. Mm-hmm. Low-level devils will try to keep you from your great potential God has for you.
Right.
And I'm here to tell you that your parents may not have known you were coming, but God did. You didn't evolve and you were not a mistake. You have a purpose, you have a plan,
right,
and you have potential. And I thank God for it.
Yeah.
And this is the year for the great potential.
Yes.
We are so glad that you're joining us here. And we got a great church, don't we, in Collinsville? I know there's great churches all over.
Yes.
And if you have one, get there.
Yes.
You need to be a part of a family.
Yes, you do.
It's important, isn't it, Candace?
Yes, you do.
Man, I'm telling you. And we are so glad that you've joined us. And we are a glorious church fellowship. We have services on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock and Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. And if you want more information on that, you can call our church at 918-371-4589. Why do I know that number? Because when I was a little kid, Mom started the ministry at 624 South 13th Street in Collinsville, Oklahoma. That was our phone number. You only had one phone, one, and that was it. And we kept that phone number. And now it's the church's phone number. That's so cool. Now, and we're building a brand new church there, and it's so exciting. And also, hey, Mom and I will be in Norman, Oklahoma on March 18th and 19th. And if you want some information, it's going to be on authority teaching, on authority. Go to Mom's website, billybrim.org, billybrim.org. And you can find out more information. Join us there. Please, we would love to see your faces and talk about your potential and your gifts and what God's doing and how great a year you're having this year. We just thank you so much for joining us. Hey, join us tomorrow, and until then, God bless.